Reading today is from Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, and can be found on page 485 of your Bibles. Nehemiah's prayer. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, "Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire." When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, "O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.' I was cupbearer to the king."
Thank you very much, Jane. I wonder if you spotted that today's reading was about the shortest person in the Bible? Nehemiah. Oh. I want to look this morning at how Nehemiah prayed, and then to use it as the basis for our own prayers of intercession this morning. His prayer was a faithful prayer, but it was a faith-filled prayer. And it included four main parts. He started off with praise in verse 5, recalling God's character, acknowledging who God is. "O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands." When we pray, we should start with praise, which glorifies God and reminds us just who it is that we're praying to. And what an amazing privilege it is that we can come before such a great and awesome God in prayer. Then Nehemiah said sorry. He said sorry for his people's sin. He said sorry for his own sin. Halfway through verse 6, he said, "I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you." When we pray, we need to remember that our sin gets between us and Almighty God. And we all make a mess of our lives, don't we? We all need to keep a clean sheet with God if we're to talk to him in prayer. How can we, when we're in a mess? Well, God promises that when we confess our sins, he will forgive us. So Nehemiah, praise God, then he said sorry so that he might be clean before God. And then he reminds God of God's promises to him. Verse 8, he says to God, you know, how brave is this to say to God, remember the instruction you gave to your servant Moses, saying, if you're unfaithful, I'll scatter you. But if you return to me, if you obey my commands, then if you're exiled, people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them back to Jerusalem. You know, we're not praying to a remote God. We're not praying to a God that we know very little about. He's revealed himself in Scripture, and he's made many promises to us. And bold prayer holds God to his promises. Here are a few. I am with you always. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you. He's made many promises. They're promises we can hold on to in prayer. And then finally he made his actual request, the thing he wanted to pray. And it's very short and it comes to at the end. He says, verse 11, give your servant success today by granting him favour in the presence of this man. He was only asking something very general. He was laying a situation before God and leaving it to God, how God would answer his prayer. And Nehemiah was really just a glorified slave serving, well, with a big ask to make to the king he served. And so his prayer was for the king's favour. We'll find out a bit more about that in the second part of our service this morning. But that's Nehemiah's prayer. So we're going to put that into action by praying using that outline this morning. Okay? So first off, we need to prepare ourselves for our prayer this morning. And I want us to start at the end. Just think for a moment, what request would you long to bring to Almighty God this morning? What prayer would you like to bring? Just a moment of silence. We'll each think of something different, I'm sure. Okay, that's where we're going. That's where we're headed for. That's a request, but that'll come at the end. Hold that thought. Okay, he starts with praise. Where's David gone? David, would you be our scribe? Let's just think of some, try and read, some words of praise, some things we know about God that we can use to praise him, to glorify him, to, you know, what do we know about God? His character, his who he is? Merciful? Glorious? You can see why I wanted to scribe. Derek.
Faithful.
Loving. You better switch to black. Is that any better, Ruth?
I'm assuming you're going to come up with lots. Otherwise, you know, if I'd have thought you were going to be quiet, I'd have been big.
Okay, we've had loving and we've had forgiving. Creator, shall I take the other pen? We'll take every other one. So, Creator, yeah,
Creator.
Keep coming.
Almighty.
Oh, David's got that one. Awesome. And Comforter. I'll do awesome. Sustainer, David.
Sincere.
Without Wax, that means, yes. We've got faithful. We've got faithful. We'll have faithful twice. Yep. Prince of Peace. Great. Okay, we could go on, actually, all morning thinking of wonderful things we know about God. But that'll be the basis for our praise. And in a few moments, when we come to prayer, we'll use some of those. Right, as you came in this morning, you'll have been given, I hope, a cloud. And you're probably thinking, why on earth have I been given a fluffy cloud? Just think for a moment of a clear blue sky. That's easy, because we've had quite a few days this week with clear blue skies where the sun shines brightly. That's how our walk with God is meant to be, walking in the warmth of his light. But as I said earlier, sin gets in between us and God. Like a cloud, it hides some of the sky, so that we don't have clear sight of God. Ooh, I knew those were going to be difficult. I'd like you just to close your eyes and think for a moment of something you've done, maybe in the last week, something that you've done wrong or thought wrong or said wrong, something that hurt somebody else perhaps. The wrong things we do are sin. The wrong things we think and say come between us and God. And when you're ready, I invite you to come and pin that cloud onto the blue sky. And when we come to pray later, we'll confess our sin and we'll see the clouds disappear again. But just when you're ready, come. There's pins on the two tables at the front. Just come and pin. It's only between you and God what the cloud stands for you. Nobody's going to ask what it is. Nobody's going to embarrass anyone. But you can see how what was meant to be beautiful, the warmth of clear light, walking in God's light, that light just gets masked by the darkness of the clouds, our sin before God. And in a minute, we'll confess our sin and give you an opportunity just to say something quietly in your own heart. And we'll remove the clouds, because that's what confession does. Okay, and so that was saying sorry. And the last part was God's promises, holding on to God's promises. And one of those promises is just that, when God says, if you confess, I've forgotten it, but if you confess your sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive you your sin. That is God's promise. Okay, you may have your own favourite promise of God that you want to hold on to, but if you don't, here are some others you might like to. One about he hears us. One about he cares for us. One about he's able to help us when we're tempted. And another that no matter what we're going through, he will carry us through. Just a moment to just choose a favourite verse. Okay, now just remind yourself of the request where we're going with our prayer, and let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you that we can come to you as almighty, glorious, merciful, loving, forgiving. You are our comforter, our sustainer, our creator. You are awesome. You're the Prince of Peace. You are sincere. There is no darkness in you, no fault in you. You are an amazing God. And yet you reach out to us and you long to hear us. And you long to hear what's on our hearts. And we know that our sin gets in the way of all that you would have for us and the relationship with us. So we confess to you our sins this morning. And we thank you that as we confess, so you take them away. You forgive us. Just in a moment of silence, confess that to the Lord that you had this morning, that this cloud represents for you. And it's forgiven. If you confess your sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we hold on to that promise of forgiveness, and we hold on to your promises to hear us, to care for us, to be with us through whatever circumstances, to carry us through, to help us overcome temptation. We thank you for your promises, and we come and lay before you our requests this morning. Just in a moment of silence, bring that request to God. And we also this morning pray for those who have loved ones who were killed or who are missing after the Oakland in San Francisco fire. We pray for Sylvia Henslow in Mombasa with our mission partners Sean and Joyce this week. We pray for Stephen Rice and his ongoing treatment. We pray for our Christmas celebrations here and for the choir that is preparing for the carol service. Lord, we bring all of our requests to you in the name of Jesus, and we leave them at your feet, for you to answer them in the way that brings you the most honour and glory and builds your kingdom. Amen.